It is the big Western Bulldogs and Melbourne Grand Final. What's your early thoughts? What are you looking at? Have you gone back and had a look at the two games they played?
Yeah, I have. My early thought is the midfield and how the Western Bulldogs are going to combat Gawn and Jackson early and Stephen Martin, the role that he's going to play. Like, often you come back for one game and it's a lot easier the first game. The second game becomes a little bit harder. Of course, that's been helped by the week off that he's had. But what are they going to do with Gawn? Like, how physical are they going to be with him off the ball? A couple of teams have tried that in the last two seasons, not a lot, and it seemed to work a little bit. Is anyone going to go after Max Gawn this week and try and put some physicality into him? So that's my early thought. I just think that, though, Melbourne have been so well structured and so well drilled, and they defend with 18. We know all that. We've spoken about it all year. Can they just shut the Western Bulldogs down? That's the feeling. That's probably the feeling I get, and the extra week to prepare for that and what they're going to do has me fascinated. The tactical battle, you know, how do they get May and Lever free, and does Shacky go to one of them, and what do they do with Bailey Smith? All this stuff. I think the tactics, Tim, really fascinates me, and the extra week off has given these coaches a lot of time, and how much they've stewed over it. Have they looked at it too much? I don't know, but that's what I'm looking at as well in the coaches' box and how that works.
I'm not really allowed to talk about midfielders. That's become obvious this morning. Tim's told me about 12 times, but the Bulldogs won by 20 points second time around, and Max had 56 hit-outs, Wes.
That's right.
So is it not as big an issue? Or Max, in the form that he was in 2 weeks ago, is. But that seemed to be a pretty dominant rucking display. And the Bulldogs won. Bond had 31. McRae had 38. 9 clearances. Bond and McRae had 18 clearances between them, despite the fact Gawn had 56 hit-outs.
Yeah, and Max has already spoken about the fact that Martin is one of the more physical ruckmen going around and more difficult to combat at stoppages. Now, he didn't play last time against them, so at worst, what he does is he nullifies the opposition ruckman. He makes it difficult for them to actually be able to position themselves and get those clear taps, Martin. The other thing that they did last time was they engineered these matchups against the Bulldogs, and we'll go into more detail later in the week, but against Melbourne to try and render their defence less effective than what it's been. So Hannon actually ended up on May and took him further up the ground. So what they wanted to do, they wanted to get Lever back so that he had to pick up Norton, and it actually worked really well for the Bulldogs. But the thing is, Melbourne got the opportunity to look at that last time as to what they did. And now they've had a lot of time, obviously, to make sure or to come up with an alternative plan. So it's going to be a fascinating battle from the coach's box at the weekend.
I'm interested in this, Kano, about this rucking situation. So Gawn has 56 hit-outs, right? Bont and Bally McRae have 18 clearances between them. So because he's getting hit-outs, is it then easier for them to read? So it's a bit more predictable, therefore Max is going to win it. We understand that. So they concentrate purely on Max. And if you get Stephen Martin in there just all of a sudden nullifying Max, and then there's no clear hit zone, is that going to make it harder, maybe?
And I think that when you're on as a midfielder, when you're on the end of the winning ruckman, and you basically know when they go up, they're going to win it, there is, subconsciously, you almost get on your bike a little bit too soon. Like, you're leaning towards going rather than leaning towards being defensive. And the minute you take sort of 1 foot offside, then the opposition can read it and they're away, and the quality of their clearances are stronger than what you're going to get. It's the Aaron Sandilands factor going back a while. You know, win the hit-outs every week, but Fremantle weren't necessarily a great midfield throughout that time. I think the one, you know, real dominant ruckman, Nat Nui, is a huge advantage. Other than that, there's not many at the stoppage. But for me, it's more about what Gawn does around the ground. I mean, that's where the improvement has come from. I mean, he now has a great understanding of positioning himself where the team needs him. So is it back? Is it on Norton for 30 seconds so I can, you know, so we can get the May or Lever free? Or is it forward from a stoppage? Can I really push hard and expose Stephen Martin aerobically? So I think that's what I'm interested in. That's where the improvement for me, and that's why Max Gawn is a superstar. It's not just for the 56 hit-outs. It's for the impact that he's been having around the ground and plugging a hole here and there and slowing ball movement down, but then going forward, that's where he's turned himself into a superstar.